Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, Miami, Florida. This is the latest update, Tropical Storm Elsa, 7 a.m. Eastern Time update. Let's start off with the radar here. You definitely see that center. There's the center of the circulation of Elsa, slowly moving that north direction about 14 miles an hour. But look at these strong rain bands impacting places like Cedar Key, the mouth of the Suwannee River, but not just around the center and ahead of it. Just this long tail back behind where you can see this heavy rainfall, these gusty winds, and the possibility of tornadoes in some of these. We talk about where that could be. You look at the center, you draw a plus sign like that, 90% of your tornadoes are up in this region on that right front quadrant. So anywhere in here, Gainesville, getting up to Valdosta and eventually Waycross and Brunswick, these areas could see the possibility of tornadoes with time. This is the latest track, right on track of what we've really been looking at. It's really been no real surprises with the track. The intensity going back and forth a little bit from hurricane to tropical storm. So strong tropical storm, no such thing as just a tropical storm. 5 or 10 miles an hour in each direction, those impacts stay the same. So we're right here timing-wise. Over the next few hours, 3-4 hours, we're going to get real close to the coastline of Florida where we have that hurricane warning. And then with time, continuing to be a tropical storm by this afternoon up here in Georgia with time. And impacting not just Florida, but Georgia and the Carolinas. Tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon up here in North Carolina. And then even with time, overnight, early Friday morning up into New England. So gusty winds, rainfall. Just gonna have to watch out for all those impacts and listen for any warnings that are issued and be ready to be prepared and seek shelter. So let's go ahead and look at some of the rainfall. That's been just a heavy rainfall event, not just right along, but in that actually that tail that we're talking about. So some areas here, 4 to 6 inches of rain, could be some areas getting up 8, 9, 10 inches of rain by the time it's all said and done. So portions of Southeast Georgia, North Florida, but you see that indicator of that tail right here too. So even as far south, you get around Fort Myers, north of Fort Myers through Tampa, you're going to see this rain for a while. And even on the East Coast, you can see some of that rainfall, especially when you get up into Georgia and the Carolinas with time. So we're going to be watching that. A couple spots that really we need to watch for some of that flooding, really highlighted in orange here, the Weather Prediction Center looking at soil conditions and the rainfall. So anywhere from portions of North Florida back through Charleston, Savannah, Jacksonville, some of these areas have it looks like really just a moderate probability of having some flash flooding. So you really got to be watch out for that. Water could cover the road real quick, so don't drive your car where water covers the road. Let's go and look at the storm surge. Some of those values still coming up. We've been talking about Tampa Bay, 3 to 5 feet, even northward towards Cedar Key and the mouth of the Suwannee River, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. So really got to watch out for that. And remember, even after the storm passes, you can still see some of that. And the storm has passed the Tampa Bay area, but right here at Port Manatee, Florida, you can see some of those values. This right here is what we're observing. This is where it should be. And the water still coming up as we approach that high tide. So this is Ken Graham with the latest on Tropical Storm Elsa. We'll continue to keep an eye on it and bring you updates. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.